Case number 12,529, Umaru Ballerina, sorry, seeks variances from the front side, front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of the Charlie's Run, approximately 250 feet southwest of J. Bird Street. The 911 address is 31600 Charlie's Run, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 2184. The applicant is requesting a 4.5-foot variance from the 15-foot front yard for a proposed porch, a 3-foot variance from the 15 front yard setback for proposed steps, and an 18.01-foot variance from the 25-foot rear yard for a proposed dwelling. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tim Otten, 428 Canal Way, East Bethany.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And can you just spell your last name for us so we have that?
N-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
And Mr. Williamson and Dr. Carson, congratulations on your new positions. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Mr. Bolar Inwa. Mr. Bolar Inwa lives over in Maryland, and Tim Naughton from Evergreen Homes is here on his behalf. Evergreen Homes is the proposed builder of the home on this lot. I did submit an exhibit packet, which I'll be referring to in my presentation. This is a variance application to permit a 10-foot front yard setback for a porch and steps, and a 6.5-foot rear yard setback for a portion of a new home planned to be constructed on lot 18 in the Bethany Woods subdivision. The lot is now vacant. Bethany Woods is a small 18-lot subdivision. It has access off of a road known as McCoy's Way, and McCoy's Way is better known as the secondary or the back entrance into Salt Pond off of Fred Hudson Road, just north of Bethany Beach. The need for the variance arises from the uniqueness of the lot, which I think clearly meets the definition of having unique physical conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of the lot size or shape. And I think you can see from the exhibit board that the lot basically is triangular in shape. At its deepest point, which would go from the subdivision road back to the deepest point there, the point, the depth of the lot between those two points is 100 feet, but you can see that that depth sharply decreases both to the north and the south as you move away from that point. And that, of course, is significant because it reduces the lot's buildable area, resulting in the practical difficulties and the need for the variance that's being requested. Because of the small buildable area, the variances are needed for the reasonable use of the property. Since it has this limited buildable area, that area would only allow a very small house, or what I would call a very unusually shaped house. The condition we're talking about here, the shape of the lot, was not created by the applicant. As I said, no construction has occurred. The lot is currently vacant. The lot shape was created when the Bethany Woods development was originally approved and recorded back in 2007. The requested variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, the variances will permit construction of a new house on the lot that is compatible and similar to the appearance and quality of the homes that already exist in the subdivision. Nor will the variance impair the development of adjacent property. The only actual adjacent homes are to the north, which would be straight up there. You can see the rear of two homes there. They're the only adjacent properties. The proposed house will actually meet the 10-foot side yard setback, so no variance is actually being requested there. And in addition, there's actually an area of common community space between the lot lines of lot 18 and the lot lines of the two lots where those homes are, which are lots 16 and 17. To the rear of the lot, and I think you can see this pretty clearly, so this would be to the left, the lot is actually separated from McCoy's Way, which is the road, by an existing conservation easement. So it's a strip of land that runs between the rear of this lot and the actual road. So this rear portion of the lot actually has no impact whatsoever on anybody, because it's just it's unusable space because it's subject to the conservation easement. In addition, Evergreen submitted the proposed house plans to the Bethany Woods Properties Owners Association, and by letter dated February 7th, which is Exhibit E in the exhibits that I submitted, the association indicates that it approves the proposed setbacks and it supports the variance application request. And lastly, the requested variance will permit the proposed setbacks, as I said, of 10 feet in the front and 6.5 feet in the rear, and that they are the minimum necessary for the reasonable use of the property. And in addition, that would permit a house similar to other homes in the community. And in addition, there is a private restriction requiring homes to have no less than 2,000 square feet of interior space, and the variance will permit that to be met. So for those reasons stated, and by the way, in the pack that I submitted to you is a placement survey showing the proposed house location. So for the reasons stated, the applicant is requesting variances to permit a 10-foot front setback for the porch and steps, and a 6.5-foot rear setback for a portion of the house. There is a point of clarification I want to make, which is really directed to avoid future confusion if you do approve this. And you'll notice I haven't been saying I want a 5-foot variance or a 20-foot variance. I've been saying we're proposing a 10-foot front setback and a 6.5 rear setback. There's a reason I stated that. I myself was confused as to what the actual required setbacks are for this particular lot, and I haven't been able to really determine the answer to that question, and that's why I'm saying I want to make it clear what we're asking for, so if it's approved, it could be approved that way. Again, so 15, 20 years from now, when somebody goes to sell it, there's a survey done, the record will be clear. Here's where the problem came from. Bethany Woods is zoned MR. It was approved as a cluster subdivision. Normally, that would result in a 30-foot front setback and 10-foot side and rear yards. That would be the normal zoning requirements. The Bethany Woods final plan that was approved by the county and recorded basically shows a front yard setback of required front yard setback of 15 feet and a 10-foot side and rear required setback. Again, 15-foot front setback's unusual. I wasn't sure where that came from. And then if you look at the placement survey showing the proposed new house, the surveyor on there indicated there was a 15-foot front yard setback and a 10-foot side yard setback, but he indicated on there there was a 25-foot rear yard setback. I have no idea where that came from, and that's really unusual why there would be a setback like that. So the best I can determine is that the front setback is 15 feet. And the reason I say that is I went down there and rode through the community. There are several homes that are approximately 15 feet from what would be the road right away. And as you know, there's a paved road, but the actual right-of-way of the road is wider than that. And they're sometimes very close to the sidewalk, and the sidewalk's just outside of the right-of-way. So apparently, the history of this is that 15-foot front yard setbacks have been permitted. Let's see. So as I said, to avoid confusion in the future, if you are going to approve this, I would just suggest you approve it and state that you're permitting a 10-foot front yard setback for the porch and steps, and a 6.5-foot front back, or rear yard setback for the portion of the house, as shown on Exhibit D, which is the placement survey that was submitted. And Tim, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, other than any questions you may have.
That, I'm familiar with that area. That conservation easement, how wide is that before it gets to McCoy's Way? And I know it's a ditch there.
I scaled it out. It changes. I'd say it's roughly 25 to 30 feet, maybe.
Okay, so that.
Maybe a little bit larger than that, but it's vacant. I mean, nothing can be put in there.
It's definitely an odd-shaped lot. Any questions?
Is it a ditch, the conservation?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
There's not a ditch there? The fence down there?
You know, I say that. I didn't walk it. From just eyeballing it from Google Maps and stuff, I didn't see a ditch. It runs from the interior salt pond out to Fred Hudson Road.
Out there to the actual salt
pond. So it might
pond.
Be an outfall for the pond.
I believe there is.
It appears that it's wooded.
Oh, yeah, it's mm-hmm. kind of overgrown and wooded. Again, nothing's going to be done there. It's going to remain.
I mean, that'd be the only concern I'd have if it is a ditch, that there's enough room to be able to maintain a ditch.
Well, again, the ditch maintenance would be on the easement itself, not on another person's property.
Right.
There would be an easement on this lot if that were the case.
Yeah. Mr. Fico, was there any conversation with the owners of lot 16 and 17?
No, but as I said, their side, there's no variances being applied for that side yard. The house is set back enough, and as I said, there's actually common community space between those lots.
Okay. Thank you.
Jenny, do they take an average, would they? That's what the county did, probably done it, took an average, and that's why it's like that?
For the front yard?
Yeah.
I just believe the plot was recorded, the subdivision was designed to be that front yard setback of 15.
Okay.
The plot records that on all of the lots. And actually, the rear yard is mainly 10 foot on all lots, but this one has the 25 foot. And we didn't know why I reached out.
I don't know where the 25
as well.
Okay.
It's just
think
recorded.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Typically, when we record a plot, we just go with those setbacks.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Looking at the drawing of the house that we have, I don't see any steps to the rear of the house, but I see a deck. Is there any steps there that we need to be aware of?
I'll have to hit.
Nip, sure you need to be up here so we can catch on the mic. We can't hear you from back there.
Condition.
No, we left the steps off the back so that you just access the deck from the first floor. Then when you go down, it's on pilings, so when you get out, you can go out, there's an opening in the pilings going out the back. So that's how you get to the back.
We just want to make sure that we're capturing all the potential variances that are needed. So
definitely.
What you're saying is there's no steps off the rear.
No steps.
I presume I don't see an HVAC, so I presume that would be in the building envelope as well.
That would only be in the building envelope, yeah.
Okay, all right. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, There is no one on the line at this time to make a comment.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12529 for the applicant. I believe that the property is unique and that there are unique physical conditions that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and is the minimum variance necessary in order to afford relief. But I also want to make sure that I'm accurately state that they approve variances for 10.6.
It's actually 10.5. I always like to put in a little buffer area because people tend to go right to what the setback is and sometimes they miss it, right? So I added a few inches on there. I was requesting 10 foot and 6.5 in the back.
And just to clarify, the 10.5 would not be the variance. That would be how far the structure would be from the property line. So we'll figure out, we'll look at the actual setbacks for this community, but we'll make sure whatever the math is, that it would be as shown on the...
The actual survey says, I think it's 10.5 in the front and 6.99 in the back.
I believe that's correct. That's what I'm showing here as well.
Yeah. So. My motion would include the appropriate distances as prescribed by council.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12529 has been approved.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, could I make one observation? I'll just take 1 second. It has nothing to do with anything. When I'm sitting back there looking, as you know, you're up there, but you don't realize that curvature of the behind you is, you know, pretty unique. It almost gives a sense of a hockey rink. And when I was sitting over here looking at Mr. Workman behind all that plastic, he looks like he's in the penalty box. You know?
That's